Good evening, guys. It's your girl Foo for Thought, and we're mixing it up with another segment. So my segment is just going to be me giving advice tonight. So I said on my social media, let's mix it up on my podcast tonight. I would like to give some advice to folks, so comment and I can shout you out on my podcast, which I'm not going to do because I feel like I should keep everything anonymous. And I said that it will be confidential on my podcast. Anonymous, comment below, Dear Sharday segment. It says, Dear Sharday, how did you know your husband was the one? And I comment, look at God, I got asked the question just yesterday. So when I met my husband, I never got serious with everybody and they would just leave and treat me like dirt. Yeah, that's pretty true, pretty accurate. He stayed and married me because he says I'm a writer. Facts. He stayed and there's so much more I would like to say. I never experienced love until I met him. That's how I knew he was the one as well. Girl, I swear, I would write a whole scenario on our love story, but he showed me how a woman is supposed to be treated and actually cherish me, if you know what I mean. So yeah, he did cherish me. Like, he actually showed me what love was. And also, they commented on just like a woman in love. It's beautiful. I said, love literally changes you. Another person says, hey, Sharday Queen, how do you handle being shy and full of anxiety when wanting to share your passion for makeup online? Hashtag asking for a friend. I said, hey, blank. That's a good question. You have to not let others get to you and feel confident within yourself inside and out like me. For example, when I made my YouTube, I would hide and not have confidence and thought people would think I was weird or pointing out my flaws, like my gap. And then one day, I finally realized that I have a voice and I have a talent and I should get out of my shell and show it off. Basically, what I'm saying is I showed off like me being myself, like generally just like myself on camera, myself on my podcast, and people actually freaking love it. They think I'm hilarious. They think I'm outgoing, bubbly, and I can go on and on and on. I got so much positive feedback. You have to be confident in yourself before anything. Also, this may seem weird, but give yourself pep talks. It helps a lot before recording or doing makeup. I mean, that's pretty accurate because I do that too. Like, I literally give myself pep talks when I do my makeup. I'm like, oh girl, this is supposed to be some good makeup. Like, I'm gonna create this look. Like, I am so weird. And it's just, I embrace my weirdness. Another person said, Dear Sharday, what kind of lifestyle did you live before you met your husband? I said, hey blank, the lifestyle I lived before my husband was independent and never depend on anybody because of feeling discouraged to reach out. I am still that way until this day, force a habit. But before my husband, I was a single young lady working one or two jobs at a time because I was not getting hours at an unfair retail job. Also, before that, I worked in retail and I was going to college for social work as my major part-time, and I worked part-time at so-and-so. Now I work full-time. I'm generally a hard worker. And I come home to somebody, which I never ever expected in my life, which I did not. I never expected to get off of work and come home to somebody, or come home to like dinner, come home to like somebody who like cares about me instead of like my family. He is my family, but I know what you guys know what I mean. And then she said, that is wonderful. We probably have a lot more in common than you think regarding our upbringing. Another person said, how did you learn how to do makeup? I said, hey girly, when I was little, I would always love makeup and lipstick. And when I turned 16, I watched our sister and my other sister, blank, do makeup because it fascinated me so much. There were days that I would feel so discouraged because I wasn't getting the hang of blending or doing makeup. I generally learned on my own by watching siblings do it and people on social media like YouTube and Instagram. I taught myself to do my makeup. And I am self-taught because I create my own looks and ideas. When I do my makeup, I just do it as I go. You have to balance creativity with a generalized idea of what look you want and just keep practicing until you see improvement in your makeup. And then I have another
comment, which is about makeup. So if I have any makeup lovers on this podcast, feel free to call in and talk about makeup. Like, let's just talk. Or if you want advice on it, you know, just talk to me. You know, I'm an open book, basically. What made you decide to start doing makeup? Another person said that. Do you want to work for yourself, or do you wish to work for a makeup company? Are you open to sponsors? If so, what sponsors would you like to be a part of? I said, hey girly, back in the day, I would want to work for a makeup company, but since I would go to interviews and just have basic lipstick and basic eyeshadow and didn't know how to blend well or the method of blending, then they wouldn't hire me. Now I'm beyond comfortable and confident in my makeup to the point that I feel like I could work for a company. I always had a passion for makeup because I'm a girly girl. I'm also highly open to sponsors. I would love to be a part of any type of makeup company that involves glitter, lashes, lipstick, and all that good stuff. Another person said, I struggled with self-confidence a lot. So how do I gain/maintain confidence? I responded, hey girly, you're beautiful inside and out, and you have to realize that. Maybe take yourself out and have a day at the mall in clothing stores and makeup stores and get retail therapy. I remember when I would feel like that I would get retail therapy and get myself a new outfit or a new makeup item, which is what I used to do, like specifically Macy's, if you guys want to get specific, to feel more confident. The small things can make you feel confident, love, and you have to realize that. Even getting your hair done builds up your confidence, or going to the nail shop. I like to change my hair a lot, and I get my eyebrows done to feel confident the most. I said also write things down in your phone, your notepad, or on what you love about yourself, and tell yourself 5 things you love about yourself once a week, which I also need to take my own advice and do that, because I feel like I need to do that as well. It's a good method. And then another person said, how come you hardly wear your natural hair out? It's so pretty. I said, hey girly, that's a good question. My natural hair, I have a bunch of it, but I never knew how to take care of it once I transitioned to being natural and having my hair grow out. I thought about wearing my hair out because I feel like my hair is just there and I need to learn how to wear my hair out. And thank you so much for the compliment. You made my night. I will look into that. And then another person who is also very anonymous says, dear Sade, I am struggling with confronting my inner feelings. I always do whatever everyone else has planned for me to do. Now I'm having difficulties confronting the fact that their plans are not my plans. I would like to follow. What would you think? Or what do you think? Another person commented. I said, I think that you always have to follow your heart feelings and gut feelings. You are in charge of your life and in charge of yourself. Nobody else. You got to follow your gut feeling and put your own foot down and be in charge of yourself and your life. Which is beyond true. You have to be in charge of your life. You have to be in charge of what you want in life. Like, you can never like let anybody feel like they can control your emotions or what you want to do in life. And then the last comment was on my Instagram, and one person said, what would you recommend to someone who is interested in starting their own YouTube channel or podcast? I told them I recommend a person who would like to start doing YouTube and podcasts to have a lot of confidence, because people could be very cruel or try to bring you down. And you cannot let them. Just do your own thing. I like to be in my own bubble and not think about stuff or giving myself pep talks. It helps a lot, which is true. So like with my personality, I like to be like, I'm always in my own little bubble. Like I'm weird. I'm in my own little world. So like not a lot of stuff affects me. So like you just have to be in your own world and not worry about what anybody has to say about you and just do your own thing. It took me a long time to like get on YouTube to do like podcasts, because I was like always thinking that somebody would judge me, but people actually like, they generally enjoy my content. They enjoy seeing me being happy. They enjoy seeing me be myself and not somebody who I'm not. And they think I'm funny and entertaining and I'm bubbly and, you know, I'm very sweet. So yeah, that's my segment for the night. I will probably have some more questions. So this is probably just part one, because I feel like this is just gonna keep on going with a lot of advice, because I feel like this segment should be about advice, because usually on my segments I just talk about like generalized things, but I was like, maybe I should do something different tonight and give advice because that's just my mood. So I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. Feel free to follow me on Instagram, which is SHARDEY17, Shardey17, and my YouTube would be Charlovely space 95. So SHARLOVELY space 95. I hope you guys have a wonderful night, and I hope you guys enjoy this segment. Feel free to call in if you guys have any intake or need any advice and you want to just call in and ask me, and then I could do that as well. You know, like, this is just generally an advice segment, and I just wanted to uplift people tonight because that's just generally what I like to do. So I hope you guys enjoy your night. And also, if you guys want to support my podcast, you could always feel free to just click listener support, and then you could subscribe monthly, basically, only once a month. That would be awesome. I would appreciate that a lot. But you guys have a wonderful night. I'm out. Good evening, guys. It's your girl, Food for Thought, and we're mixing it up with another segment. So my segment is just going to be me giving advice tonight. So I said on my social media, let's mix it up on my podcast tonight. I would like to give some advice to folks, so comment and I can shout you out on my podcast, which I'm not going to do because I feel like I should keep everything anonymous. And I said that it will be confidential on my podcast, anonymous, comment below, Dear Charday segment. It says, Dear Charday, how did you know your husband was the one? And I comment, look at God. I got asked the question just yesterday. So when I met my husband, I never got serious with everybody, and they would just leave and treat me like dirt. Yeah, that's pretty true, pretty accurate. He stayed and married me because he says I'm a writer. Facts. He stayed, and there's so much more I would like to say. I never experienced love until I met him. That's how I knew he was the one as well. Girl, I swear, I would write a whole scenario on our love story, but he showed me how a woman is supposed to be treated and actually cherished me, if you know what I mean. So yeah, he did cherish me. Like, he actually showed me what love was. And also, they commented on just like a woman in love. It's beautiful. I said, love literally changes you. Another person says, hey, Charday Queen, how do you handle being shy and full of anxiety when wanting to share your passion for makeup online? Hashtag asking for a friend. I said, hey, blank, that's a good question. You have to not let others get to you and feel confident within yourself inside and out like me. For example, when I made my YouTube, I would hide and not have confidence and thought people would think I was weird or pointing out my flaws, like my gap. And then one day, I finally realized that I have a voice and I have a talent, and I should get out of my shell and show it off. Basically, what I'm saying is I showed off like me being myself, like generally just like myself on camera, myself on my podcast, and people actually freaking love it. They think I'm hilarious. They think I'm outgoing, bubbly, and I can go on and on and on. I got so much positive feedback. You have to be confident in yourself before anything. Also, this may seem weird, but give yourself pep talks. It helps a lot before recording or doing makeup. I mean, that's pretty accurate because I do that too. Like, I literally give myself pep talks when I do my makeup. I'm like, oh girl, this is supposed to be some good makeup. Like, I'm gonna create this look. Like, I am so weird. And it's just, I embrace my weirdness. Another person said, Dear Charday, what kind of lifestyle did you live before you met your husband? I said, hey, blank, the lifestyle I lived before my husband was independent and never depend on anybody because of feeling discouraged to reach out. I am still that way until this day, force a habit. But before my husband, I was a single young lady working one or two jobs at a time because I was not getting hours at an unfair retail job. Also, before that, I worked in retail, and I was going to college for social work as my major part-time, and I worked part-time at so-and-so. Now I work full-time. I'm generally a hard worker, and I come home to somebody, which I never ever expected in my life, which I did not. I never expected to get off of work and come home to somebody or come home to like dinner, come home to like somebody who like cares about me instead of like my family. He is my family, but I know what you guys, you know, you guys know what I mean. And then she said, that is wonderful. We probably have a lot more in common than you think regarding our upbringing. Another person said, how did you learn how to do makeup? I said, hey girly, when I was little, I would always love makeup and lipstick. And when I turned 16, I watched her sister and my other sister, blank, do makeup because it fascinated me so much. There were days that I would feel so discouraged because I wasn't getting the hang of blending or doing makeup. I generally learned on my own by watching siblings do it and people on social media like YouTube and Instagram. I taught myself to do my makeup and I am self-taught because I create my own looks and ideas. When I do my makeup, I just do it as I go. You have to balance creativity with a generalized idea of what look you want and just keep practicing until you see improvement in your makeup. And then I have another comment, which is about makeup. So if I have any makeup lovers on this podcast, feel free to call in and talk about makeup. Like, let's just talk. Or if you want advice on it, you know, just talk to me. You know, I'm an open book, basically. What made you decide to start doing makeup? Another person said that. Do you want to work for yourself or do you wish to work for a makeup company? Are you open to sponsors? If so, what sponsors would you like to be a part of? I said, hey girly, back in the day, I would want to work for a makeup company, but since I would go to interviews and just have basic lipstick and basic eyeshadow and didn't know how to blend well or the method of blending, then they wouldn't hire me. Now I'm beyond comfortable and confident in my makeup to the point that I feel like I could work for a company. I always had a passion for makeup because I'm a girly girl. I'm also highly open to sponsors. I would love to be a part of any type of makeup company that involves glitter, lashes, lipstick, and all that good stuff. Another person said, I struggled with self-confidence a lot. So how do I gain/maintain confidence? I responded, hey girly, you're beautiful inside and out and you have to realize that. Maybe take yourself out and have a day at the mall in clothing stores and makeup stores and get retail therapy. I remember when I would feel like that I would get retail therapy and get myself a new outfit or a new makeup item, which is what I used to do, like specifically Macy's, if you guys want to get specific, to feel more confident. The small things can make you feel confident, love, and you have to realize that. Even getting your hair done builds up your confidence, or going to the nail shop. I like to change my hair a lot and I get my eyebrows done to feel confident the most. I said also write things down in your phone, your notepad, or on what you love about yourself and tell yourself 5 things you love about yourself once a week, which I also need to take my own advice and do that because I feel like I need to do that as well. It's a good method. And then another person said, how come you hardly wear your natural hair out? It's so pretty. I said, hey girly, that's a good question. My natural hair, I have a bunch of it, but I never knew how to take care of it once I transitioned to being natural and having my hair grow out. I thought about wearing my hair out because I feel like my hair is just there and I need to learn how to wear my hair out. And thank you so much for the compliment. You made my night. I will look into that. And then another person who is also very anonymous says, dear Sade, I am struggling with confronting my inner feelings. I always do whatever everyone else has planned for me to do. Now I'm having difficulties confronting the fact that their plans are not my plans. I would like to follow. What would you think? Or what do you think? Another person commented. I said, I think that you always have to follow your heart feelings and gut feelings. You are in charge of your life and in charge of yourself, nobody else. You got to follow your gut feeling and put your own foot down and be in charge of yourself and your life, which is beyond true. You have to be in charge of your life. You have to be in charge of what you want in life. Like, you can never like let anybody feel like they can control your emotions or what you want to do in life. And then the last comment was on my Instagram. And one person said, what would you recommend to someone who is interested in starting their own YouTube channel or podcast? I told them, I recommend a person who would like to start doing YouTube and podcasts to have a lot of confidence because people could be very cruel or try to bring you down, and you cannot let them. Just do your own thing. I like to be in my own bubble and not think about stuff, or giving myself pep talks. It helps a lot, which is true. So like with my personality, I like to be like, I'm always in my own little bubble. Like I'm weird. I'm in my own little world. So like not a lot of stuff affects me. So like you just have to be in your own world and not worry about what anybody has to say about you and just do your own thing. It took me a long time to like get on YouTube to do like podcasts, because I was like always thinking that somebody would judge me. But people actually like, they generally enjoy my content. They enjoy seeing me being happy. They enjoy seeing me be myself and not somebody who I'm not. And they think I'm funny and entertaining and I'm bubbly and, you know, I'm very sweet. So yeah, that's my segment for the night. I will probably have some more questions. So this is probably just part one, because I feel like this is just gonna keep on going with a lot of advice, because I feel like this segment should be about advice, because usually on my segments I just talk about like generalized things, but I was like, maybe I should do something different tonight and give advice, because that's just my mood. So I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. Feel free to follow me on Instagram, which is SHARDEY17, Shardey17, and my YouTube would be Charlovely space 95, so SHARLOVELY space 95. I hope you guys have a wonderful night, and I hope you guys enjoy this segment. Feel free to call in if you guys have any intake or need any advice and you want to just call in and ask me, and then I could do that as well. You know, like this is just generally an advice segment, and I just wanted to uplift people tonight because that's just generally what I like to do. So I hope you guys enjoy your night. And also, if you guys want to support my podcast, you could always feel free to just click listener support, and then you could subscribe monthly, basically, only once a month. That would be awesome. I would appreciate that a lot. But you guys have a wonderful night. I'm out.